It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
An actor in the Broadway play The Cher Show ripped Kanye West last night for staring at his cell phone during a performance. This guy named Jared Spector, who plays Cher's former husband and musical companion Sonny in the Broadway musical, tweeted at Kanye West after the show's debut. He said, "Hey, Kanye West, so cool that you're here at The Cher Show. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here. It's opening night, kind of a big deal for us. Thanks so much."
Shots fired.
So uncomfortable. It's so awkward.
But he agrees, though, especially in a theater or a play, like, you don't have your phone out.
So Kanye attended with his wife, Kim Kardashian, and he later responded. He said, "To Cher and the Cher Show team, the dynamics of Cher and Sonny's relationship made Kim and I grab each other's hand and sing, 'I got you, babe. Please pardon my lack of etiquette. We have so much appreciation for the energy you guys put into making this masterpiece.'" So that was like, man, that's like some major secondhand embarrassment right there. But also speaking of Kim and Kanye, Jimmy Kimmel asked Kim Kardashian three funny questions last night. And here's my two favorite ones.
"Of all your sisters, which of them do you think would be most likely to sue you?"
"Courtney."
"Courtney? Why Courtney?"
"She is ruthless."
"When is the last time you spoke with a telemarketer?"
"All the time. But I think Kanye used to be a telemarketer, so I try to be nice."
"Is that right?"
"I think so.
You know?
You never know who's calling."
That's kind of funny. I didn't know that either.
I know. Cardi B was given a stern warning from the judge in her strip club beatdown case. They said, "Show up to court or get arrested." Cardi's legal team was in court yesterday for a hearing about the August incident. Prosecutors weren't happy that Cardi herself was a no-show, considering they've already given her a six-week extension on the case. They asked the judge to issue a bench warrant, and the judge denied the immediate request, but did say that Cardi must appear in court Friday morning or there's going to be a warrant issued. Cardi is accused of unleashing her posse on two strip club bartenders and badly injuring both.
Man, could you imagine her like just with her kid inside prison?
John Cena was on Ellen yesterday and talked about how WWE fans did not like his new haircut recently. Remember that? He like grew his hair out and
yes.
was super weird.
"I went to film a movie in China and the movie was like 6 months long. And in the process, I grew my hair out. So I left with a buzz cut and I came back with this. And everybody's like, 'You've ruined my childhood.' So I'm just trying to figure my life out
yeah.
for a haircut. And everybody's like, 'You ruined my life.' And I'm like, 'Whoa, I'm so sorry.'"
Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond talked about if they would do a reboot or not.
"I don't think it's possible right now with Peter and Doris yeah. gone. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't be the same show. It would be nice to do like a special retrospective because it's been, I think,
22 years. Yeah.
So maybe the 25th anniversary, CBS will do something."
It doesn't even seem like it's been that long. Wow.
Coming up in less than an hour, you are not going to believe what Jay-Z did on a double date with Meek Mill, Nicki Minaj, and Beyonce.
Spin the bottle? Was it spin the bottle?
Just wait.
All right, cool. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, if you don't speak to your family anymore, what the heck do you do for the holidays instead? Someone on the show is actually facing this dilemma. It's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show.